Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue Pele Yoitz in share number 160. We now turn our topic of attention to that of Bizui of V'aim. Person who Chas V'Shalom Rachman Litzlan disgraces his parents. It's hard to say the words. Be honest with you, it's hard to say the words. V'alach haskam v'kam etzorech lizor ulishomer milavazes l'mishe chayev b'chvoidoy. How much more so? We have to be extremely careful not to disgrace, not to mevaze one who we are obligated to honor. For example, Aviv v'imoy, as the pasuk says, Oror makle aviv v'imoy, a person will be cursed if he's makle aviv v'imoy, if he lightens, if he cheapens, if he's mevaze, if he disgraces his parents. V'kosu ha'poyskim sha'af ha'pi sha'amru kedushin av shemoch ha'kavoy dekavoy demochul. Even though Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis says a father who forgoes his honor, he's permitted to do so, as opposed to a melech, a king, is not allowed to forgive his honor, forgo his honor. A parent is permitted to do so. Avoloi bizyoinoi, but not his disgrace. One cannot disgrace a parent. A father can say, you can sit in my seat, but a child has to be extremely careful not to mevaze a parent. Says the Pele Yoitz, Rachmana Litzlan, you have children who are transgressing this and they are mevaze. They disgrace their parents. I'm telling you, it hurts me to say the words. I'm not trying to be poetic for the recording. The Chayyadim says, when it comes to parents, we have to think of our parents in our mind as kings. Every child has to view their father, their mother, as a king. You know, just last Shabbos, I was in Brooklyn. I saw a friend of mine. I davened in one shul, just Mincha, and then I went to God in Kabbalah Shabbos somewhere else. Friend of mine says, I just quoted you. So it was right before Mincha. Mincha didn't start yet. It's nice. Every Shabbos get there early, Baruch Hashem. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And he starts telling me that we had a conversation when I was by there in Simchas Torah. What was the conversation? He said that, I told him that my children fulfill the daraisa. That when my wife or I walk into the room, they stand up. They stand up. It took him by surprise. The concept took him by surprise. I told him it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's not like, wow, look at this. These out-of-town people. No, it's Shulchan Aruch. Now, a father shouldn't, in my suggestion, be telling the child, stand up for me. Might not come across the proper way. But every father, every husband, should be encouraging their children at a young age, in a polite way. Mommy's walking in, Ima's walking in, whatever the mother is called by. You stand up for the mother. And every mother, in a polite way, should be educating the children, just like you educate the child to make a bracha. You educate the child not to touch the pot if it's hot. Be careful of the sharp knives. Make a bracha and tzitzis, whatever the mitzvah is. You educate, your father's walking in the room, you stand up. This is called kibud av v'aim. This is the aleph beis of kibud av v'aim. And when we educate our children like this, it hopefully will protect them from talking in the way that they shouldn't talk. And if there is a lapse and a slip from the child will realize, depending on the age of the child, what did I just do? This is not my friend I'm talking to. This is my parent. You don't talk to your friend and your parent the same way. We're not going into Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em right now. We're talking into the bizyonus, the disgrace that people are mevaza their parents, Rachman L'Tzlan. I want to share with you a story on the flip side. I want to tell you a story in the totally other way around. I don't have permission to say his name on the recording, so I'm not going to. And many of you know who this person is. And after I turn off the recording, maybe I'll say. For those who are listening, you could give me a call. There's a fellow in the town here. And for years, I saw him giving such kibud av, such tremendous kavod to his father. And then I got confused. One day, I'm telling you, I was so confused. Because then all of a sudden, one day, I see him giving tremendous kavod to somebody who I'm told is his father. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, if that's his father, who's that other person? That other person was his father-in-law. And he gave him so much kavod, mamish, I thought it was his father. I thought it was his father. That's the way a Yiddish mishpacha does things. You give honor to your father-in-law like your father. I'm telling you, I saw with my own eyes. That's what the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us. None of this mishigas in the Welt and in the world around us that they say negative things about the in-laws or the mother-in-law. It's treif. Chazu's treif? To say negative jokes like it's real and not to treat in-laws properly? We don't call a mother-in-law and the father-in-law by their first names. You don't call your father by the first name. The problem is, Rabbi Yisai, if we do these wrong things of calling a father and a mother, our mother-in-law and the father by their first name, then we come to mevazeh. Then, we don't like something, then we disgrace. And it's usur. It's wrong. And it breaks the whole society, a whole Yiddishkeit breaks down. As opposed to what I told you, I'm telling you, the kovod gadol, the tremendous honor I saw this individual in town give to his father-in-law. I'm telling you, I'm like, wait a minute, you could only have one father. Who are these two people? I was so confused, you can't imagine. And then when it was clarified to me, who's who? Oh, I was not surprised that this person in town gave all that kavod to his father, like mamish, like his father.